Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the economic path ahead. Our economy is full of complex and hidden corruptions, and we've been playing kick the can down the road for a long while. So I'll talk about what's ahead for our economic path. And next Friday, February 17th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that I'm providing a new type of consultation now through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years. So it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period between January 23rd through April 13th. And that way you can consider them more fully. It's best to schedule this consultation earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research your options. And call toll-free our number to schedule now. That's 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Just spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. You can also go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for more information. Now, next, I also want to announce that our 8-week prosperity training program begins on April 23rd. This program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. You can register now and receive an early bird discount. This program is taught by telephone, so you can take it from any location. And it comes with weekly study guides and replays of the classes. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for 8 keys under upcoming classes. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first, how are you doing during this Mars retrograde? Are there some potential major changes that you're contemplating? Have you started investigating or researching the directions you could take for the next 2 years? And if so, you're on the right track. These are usually major changes, and they typically need quite a lot of contemplation before you make your decision. And in addition, have you encountered some challenging situations that made you angry or frustrated? This is also a likely scenario with this cycle. These issues come up to be healed now, not just to aggravate us. So take advantage of these opportunities. Doing so will make it a lot easier to move forward on the right track. We're in Mars retrograde for 9 more weeks until April 13th. This is no time to be starting new projects, including introducing new products, services, or launching websites. So just be patient until it's over. In the meantime, work on your strategic plan for the next 2 years. How can you do more of what you love to do? That's the question to answer. Now, next, peaking today on February 10th, we have a cycle that's often associated with unexpected money or love. Ooh la la. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Uranus. And in this case, a potential romance is getting started, or the potential to bring a lot of unexpected money to you is beginning. Both experiences could be related to technology or the internet. The cycle stays in range through February 15th, so Valentine's Day could be quite fun and perhaps very unusual. And if you're in the mood for romance, then this may be the ticket for you to start something fun. Just a note of caution, these relationships are designed to be a lot of fun, but not serious. It's not impossible that a relationship could evolve into a more serious and long-term one, but it's not the primary purpose. So just enjoy it for what it is, fun. Now, next, Valentine's Day this year is better than average for retailers. The day before, on February 13th, we get the peak of a cycle that's terrific for planning, and it looks like people are planning ahead for Valentine's Day this year. That cycle is Mercury trine Saturn, and it's also useful for planning projects and reviewing results. This cycle came into range yesterday on February 9th, and it will stay in range through February 15th. In addition, on Valentine's Day, we come in range of another cycle that will be great for last-minute sales. This cycle is Mercury sextile Jupiter. Retailers should anticipate a better-than-average sales period and be ready with inventory. The cycle peaks on February 16th and stays in range through February 17th. It's also terrific for speaking, teaching, sales in general, writing, and any type of presentation. Now, next, beginning on February 10th, which is today, we come in range of a third cycle, which is related to thinking about the beloved person in your life. This cycle is Mercury conjunct Neptune. Boy, that Mercury guy's a busy fellow. This cycle is not clear-headed. It's romantic. That means we can end up in a fog or fantasizing about our lover instead of paying attention to important details. The cycle peaks on February 13th and stays in range through February 17th. Now, to some extent, the tendency to make errors with this energy is offset by the other cycle of Mercury trine Saturn, which is great for planning and details. However, be sure to double-check all details for errors during this period. The Mercury conjunct Neptune, though, is great for romantic conversations, so enjoy them. And lovers, there's more news. Get ready for an intense and passionate celebration shown by the cycle of Venus square Pluto. This cycle is in range now, and it peaks on February 15th, pretty close to Valentine's Day. So unless you're chasing more than one Valentine, in which case these energies could be quite dangerous, you are likely to experience a very passionate evening. This could also mean that you spend a lot more money than you intended, so be careful with your budget if that's important. This cycle stays in range through February 20th, so be careful about overspending on or taking on debts during this time. Venus is in Aries at this time, and she's doing things she shouldn't be doing, so use a little caution. Now, next, beginning February 12th, we come in range of two cycles that are helpful for leaders and celebrities. The first one is Sun trine Saturn. The cycle is excellent for managing responsibilities and programs in a responsible and effective manner. Managers are likely to get kudos for their efforts and whatever support they need to accomplish their job. This cycle peaks on February 18th. Now, the second cycle is Sun conjunct Neptune. This cycle tends to put managers, leaders, and celebrities in the limelight. But the two cycles together can also suggest inspirational leaders who have practical and well-considered solutions. The cycle peaks on February 19th, and both these cycles stay in range through February 25th. Now, in addition, a third cycle suggests that managers or celebrities are likely to be well-supported by people in charge. The cycle of Mercury sextile Pluto comes in range on February 16th, and it peaks on February 18th. It suggests effective discussions with powerful people. So if you have something important to discuss with powerful people, this would be a good time to do it. This is also a good time to communicate with the masses via your website, emails, or broadcasting. This cycle stays in range through February 19th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week, your tip is this. Today, I want to give you a heads up for next month. On March 7th, we'll have one of the best days for making a ton of money. So plan now to take advantage of this day in as many ways as possible. March 7th has seven cycles. Yes, seven cycles for making a ton of money. A typical green dollar day, which is good for extra sales, high growth, or other financial choices, has only one or two of those cycles. So March 7th is an exceptional day. In fact, I doubt I've even seen a day this incredible in all the years I've been working full-time as an astrologer. So if you have a business, this is a great time to start a retail or web-based promotion for existing products or services. You could also place an ad for 6 months or more, pay for trade shows, or send out a direct mailing or email promotion. And if you don't own a business, you could buy a lottery ticket or several lottery tickets, apply for new jobs, sign papers, refinance your mortgage, or make an investment, especially one you've made before. So mark your calendars now. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show so you don't have to take notes. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know what's ahead for our economic path? We've been traveling down a complex road filled with corruption and hidden complexities. I'll talk about what lies ahead when I come back from this short break, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the economic path ahead. Now, we've been traveling down a road of complex and hidden corruptions, and now it's time to take a look down that road and see what lies ahead. Well, first, I'd like to give you some pieces related to the economy so you have the lay of the land, and then I'll talk about the astrology and what we can expect with these situations. So let's get started. Have you been doing your homework? Did you watch the movie Thrive at thrivemovement.com? That's thrivemovement.com. Well, if not, start right there and either download or order the movie Thrive. Do this as soon as possible. Now, if you watched this movie or perhaps you've been doing your homework for years, then you probably know this first important piece. First, there are people who have invented free energy devices which extract energy from the air around us. Now, these devices can create unlimited amounts of energy. They can power homes, buildings, and manufacturing plants. However, since these devices would make our major energy companies obsolete, including the oil companies, they are heavily suppressed. Allowing free energy devices to be introduced and used would create a huge improvement in the economy. Can you imagine not paying for electricity anymore or buying gasoline for your car? Keep this in mind as I continue. Now, second, I've talked in the past about how the Federal Reserve has created a privately controlled monetary system. There is no government agency that can overrule what they do. Due to this system, the U.S. does not own its own money. Instead, the dollars that you and I have in our pockets are owned and printed by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve earns interest on every dollar that they print or loan into existence. And that interest is paid by the U.S. government. And, of course, who pays that interest? You and me. We all pay the Federal Reserve to profit at our expense. In fact, it was the Federal Reserve which caused the Great Depression. They did that by decreasing the money supply by 33% over the 4 years prior to the Great Depression. Now, that's a fact, not speculation. And they continue to control the business cycles by controlling the amount of money in the system. So sometimes they put a lot of money into the economy, and then as the business expands, people take on larger debts. They may buy a bigger house or expand their business because they can afford to do so. But it's only temporary until the Fed decides to lower the amount of money in the system. And then people will become overextended, and many of them will lose their businesses or be forced to sell their homes for a lot less than they paid. Now, who profits from these cycles? The banks and the Federal Reserve. Now, it may also surprise you to know that all of our money is loaned into existence. In other words, all money is created by first creating a debt. Now, the way this system is designed, each and every year, the banks must loan out more and more money into the system in order for there to be enough money in the economy so that loans and interest can be paid back. Now, whenever that's not the case, in other words, if they're not loaning out more and more each year, there will always be a lot of defaults and foreclosures. Now, this system worked until everyone was in way too much debt. Now, third, we have multiple nations which are close to default and or they need to default. Greece is especially close to default. The European community is probably going to finally pull together another bailout for Greece, but the Greek citizens do not want it. It may surprise you to know that, no matter what you've been told, it would actually be better for Greece to default. It would be better for the rest of Europe to let Greece default. Now Europe is forcing the private investors for Greek bonds, which are mostly banks or pension plans, to accept a 70% loss on those bonds. This is still deemed to be voluntary, though, so that Greece won't be in default. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Greece is in default, but Europe won't call it that so that Greece can't say it didn't default. Now, why doesn't someone just tell the truth? Well, it's an interesting situation. There are five very large banks in the U.S. which own 97% of the credit default swaps on those Greek bonds. Essentially, if Greece was declared to be in default, those five banks would be forced to pay off on those credit default swaps, which are like insurance against those bonds defaulting. If that occurred, though, those five large banks would go bankrupt because they don't have sufficient assets to pay off those credit default swaps. So if Greece defaults, then those banks will go under, and they're too large to be bought by other banks. And they're also too big to bail out by the government. At least for the moment, though, it looks like Greece will be saved from default. What the situation points out, though, is the fragility of a financial system that's built on debt and leverage. Now, what is it that creates wealth? This is number four. We know the answer to this. We create wealth by spending less than we earn. The difference is saved, and this money is pooled, so to speak, and used to create a wealthy society or country. Jobs and new businesses are created from these savings. Existing businesses are expanded. Consumers are loaned money for houses and cars. In general, it's the wealth of the middle class and the upper class together which creates this pool of money from which to grow a country. However, we're in a pickle now because the wealth of the middle class is being stolen. Now, how is that occurring? Through inflation. Each time the Federal Reserve prints more money, we're all losing the value of our dollar. It buys less and less. And in the past 3 years, gold has increased in value by 30%. What do you think that means about the value of the dollar? That it's decreased it each year by a similar amount of purchasing power. Now, in addition to the middle class losing the value of their dollars, they're also in a lot of debt. So you can't loan out money you don't have. So this makes it very hard for us to grow out of this situation. Now, number five, I've also mentioned before that in the entire history of the world, there has never been a successful currency that wasn't backed by gold or another precious metal. Now, why is that? Because they are always overprinted until the currency fails. Our own dollar is backed by over $15 trillion of national debt, which accrues more than $1 billion of interest every single day. Now, after you add in Social Security, Medicare, and other liabilities owed by the U.S. government, there's actually over $56 trillion in total U.S. debt. Essentially, the dollar and every other currency is toast because they're all tied to the U.S. dollar. So you can be sure that somewhere in this world there's a group of people working to create a new monetary system or a new set of currencies before the one we currently have completely fails. Now, what will that mean? Probably that without any warning, we'll wake up one Monday morning to a new currency or a different U.S. dollar. And at some point, this will be unavoidable. As long as the U.S. has such a high debt level and no way to fix it, we're in danger of that occurring. Now, this is why I recommend that you buy some gold coins with whatever savings you have. No matter what happens to our currency, gold coins will be safe, and they'll continue to go up in value to probably $5,000 per ounce. So what's happening astrologically regarding all these things? Well, for starters, this is the year we're having the first two of seven peaks for our revolutionary energies. This is the cycle of Uranus square Pluto. This cycle is associated with the changes in the Middle East, Occupy Wall Street, the Greek and Italian protests, and the protests in China. Uranus in Aries also represents new and unexpected energy sources, like the free energy devices I spoke of earlier. That would be a revolution in itself. Now, how might that happen? Uranus square Pluto is also associated with massive power outages. We could have a massive coronal mass ejection from the sun that could knock out the power grid. And if that happened, though, those free energy devices could save the day and get the power going again. The truth would be out, and suppression would be over. Now, what about the currencies? Well, it's possible that currencies could change this year. We actually have a short window in March between March 7th and March 13th when a currency change could be supported. Now, during that time, it looks like a massive amount of money could be made or a massive amount of money could change hands. A currency revaluation for all currencies would fit that bill. I don't know if it's actually a possibility. I'm just saying astrologically it looks possible. Now, what about the Federal Reserve? Well, Ron Paul finally managed to get the Federal Reserve audited, and that audit showed they have loaned out or given out over $16 trillion in loans to banks all over the world. Now, theoretically, this is illegal, but so far I'm not seeing anyone arrested or the Fed being shut down, so I don't know if anything will come of this. Astrologically, though, the Fed's reputation is being challenged in a very big way now. So it's likely this is the year American public will wake up to the scam that's been perpetrated on them. Now, what about defaulting countries? Well, we'll probably keep everyone from defaulting temporarily. At some point, though, between this year and 2015, you should expect to see the U.S. default. No doubt Greece and Italy will end up defaulting too, but it may take two more years to do so. So be smart and get some gold and buy that. And that, by the way, is your prosperity tip of the week. Buy gold and watch the Thrive Movement. The Thrive Movie at ThriveMovement.com. Now join me again next Friday, February 17th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And remember to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your good timing guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.